Nice to meet you, Grace. Thanks for coming to our home. Can I get you something to drink? So, I know you're 18, and I know you're in secondary school. Could you tell me something about your experience with children?
Well, I've got two younger brothers and a baby sister. I've often looked after them. My mum says I'm really good with them. I'm easygoing, but I can make them brush their teeth too. I know a lot of games, and I enjoy reading aloud.
Fantastic. That sounds really good. Obviously, the most important thing is that you should get on with the children, but I also need you to be punctual, as I have to leave at 5 p.m. exactly, right?
Sure, I'll be there. I think I'm reasonably organised and reliable.
That's fine. Do you smoke?
No, never.
That's good, because this is a non-smoking house. Right. Now, I'd like to tell you something about my children. You'll meet them in a while, but before you do, Sam is my son. He's 10, and he's very energetic. He never sits still. He'll want to play ball games most of the time. He's really good at football. But you'll have to be careful and watch him so he doesn't get hurt. He does get a bit too excited. Lily's my youngest child. She's just had her 8th birthday. She is much quieter. She's quite sensitive and gets upset quite easily. Don't let her watch anything unsuitable on TV. You know, the normal things which you found scary when you were 8 years old. Lily will say something if she's not happy. She likes playing with fluffy toys and reading, so maybe you could read with her. They should both go to bed at 9. Sam might take a bit longer to go to sleep, though. Can you stay until midnight on Saturdays? I'd drive you home.
Yes, that's fine.
Lovely. Well, I think Sam and Lily are going to like you. Is there anything you'd like to ask?
I can't think of anything. Oh, do I have to cook for them?
No, no. I'll take care of that. Their food will be ready before I go out, so don't worry. You just have to give it to them around 7 o'clock. And they mustn't get ice cream from the fridge until after dinner, even if they ask.
Fine. And, oh, can you tell me about the wages?
I was thinking £5 an hour. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, then. So, would you like to meet Sam and Lily now? They're in the den. Nice to meet you, Grace. Thanks for coming to our home. Can I get you something to drink? So, I know you're 18, and I know you're in secondary school. Could you tell me something about your experience with children?
Well, I've got two younger brothers and a baby sister. I've often looked after them. My mum says I'm really good with them. I'm easygoing, but I can make them brush their teeth too. I know a lot of games, and I enjoy reading aloud.
Fantastic. That sounds really good. Obviously, the most important thing is that you should get on with the children, but I also need you to be punctual, as I have to leave at 5 p.m. exactly, right?
Sure, I'll be there. I think I'm reasonably organised and reliable.
That's fine. Do you smoke?
No, never.
That's good, because this is a non-smoking house. Right. Now, I'd like to tell you something about my children. You'll meet them in a while, but before you do, Sam is my son. He's 10, and he's very energetic. He never sits still. He'll want to play ball games most of the time. He's really good at football. But you'll have to be careful and watch him so he doesn't get hurt. He does get a bit too excited. Lily's my youngest child. She's just had her 8th birthday. She is much quieter. She's quite sensitive and gets upset quite easily. Don't let her watch anything unsuitable on TV. You know, the normal things which you found scary when you were 8 years old. Lily will say something if she's not happy. She likes playing with fluffy toys and reading, so maybe you could read with her. They should both go to bed at 9. Sam might take a bit longer to go to sleep, though. Can you stay until midnight on Saturdays? I'd drive you home.
Yes, that's fine.
Lovely. Well, I think Sam and Lily are going to like you. Is there anything you'd like to ask?
I can't think of anything. Oh, do I have to cook for them?
No, no. I'll take care of that. Their food will be ready before I go out, so don't worry. You just have to give it to them around 7 o'clock. And they mustn't get ice cream from the fridge until after dinner, even if they ask.
Fine. And, oh, can you tell me about the wages?
I was thinking £5 an hour. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, then. So, would you like to meet Sam and Lily now? They're in the den.